Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, and what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast. You already know I'm your host that does the most, that goes ghost sometimes, but I try to come back better than ever, I hope. And I'm here to give you a little bit of more insight into being a grown up. Thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate the support. You guys have really been going crazy with the streams, going crazy with the follows. I appreciate you guys with the feedback and everything with the podcast, getting more interactive on social media when I do post, and everything that you guys have been doing to support the podcast. It is much appreciated, and I feel the love, and I'm giving it back to you guys. I appreciate you so much. You know, I always have to start the show off by thanking the listeners and subscribers. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. And if it is your first time tuning into the podcast, I appreciate you. Hopefully you subscribe and keep tuning in. So appreciate you guys for coming back for the Grown Up Podcast today. I have a nice little episode for you. If you were checking out my social media last night on Instagram at the Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase, I posted a poll on there, basically gave you a little teaser of what the episode today is going to be about. And if you were paying attention, you would know, but if you aren't, that's okay, because I'm still going to inform you and get on with the episode. So today I'm going to be talking about something that I basically live by. I have it tattooed on me. I look at it all the time because I know and understand that the hustle, which we are going to be talking about today, is always real. And what I have tattooed on me is have faith in the hustle, because the hustle is something that is a mentality, kind of. It's something that you don't give up on. It's something that you keep pursuing. That's kind of just my definition of what a hustle is. And we're not just going to be talking about hustling. I'm going to give you the definition of what hustle is, but we're actually going to be talking about the side hustle, because I feel like a side hustle is essential to society right now, and it's kind of essential to being a grown-up, because one, you can always use extra money, and two, it kind of gives you that never give up kind of state of mind, in a sense. Because if you have a full-time job, which I'm going to get into real quick, if you have a full-time job and you have a side hustle, it's like you're never ending on what your goal is, whatever the goal is that you're reaching. And sometimes, even if you do reach that goal with your side hustle, sometimes you just want to continue and to push and be better. And that's kind of what the hustle is about. So welcome to today's episode. We are going to get into the side hustle. I'm going to give you the definition, the Urban Dictionary. See, some of these terms that we may use here on the Grown Up Podcast, you're going to have to look up in the Urban Dictionary. So the Urban Dictionary definition of a hustle is to strive headstrong and voraciously towards a goal. The second one is to seek out and acquire sums of money. So basically, a hustle, or you hustling is going out and getting your money, going out and making the money that you need to not only live comfortably, but, you know, of course, to do things for yourself, for your family, for hell, sometimes friends, for, you know, society. If you decide to have a side hustle of maybe, you know, starting a charity or something, you know, a side hustle is anything that you want to start to, you know, put your energy towards and create something kind of bigger than yourself. So that's the definition of a hustle. Now, the definition of a side hustle, which we are also pulling from the Urban Dictionary, it reads sideline that brings in cash, something other than your main job. So the side hustle, I feel like, is essential right now because prices are going up. We still got COVID lingering around. We're not sure how long COVID's going to be out. So people are still losing their jobs right now. People are going on strike. There's a lot of things happening right now with mainstream money, which is, you know, workforce money, I like to call. And it's kind of, you know, a little scarce right now to go out and get a full-time job or try to even find a full-time job that's not only going to support you, but support your family, you know, support your lifestyle, be comfortable enough to where you're supporting yourself and you're also able to do things for yourself. And, you know, it's tough to find a job like that out here right now. So to have a side hustle, it helps bring in that extra on the side so that whatever, if you do happen to find something mainstream or some type of main source of income that is maybe it's decent or it takes care of the bills, but maybe you want to take a trip or maybe you want to do something for yourself or maybe you need something, you know, some extra expense comes in and you're like, what the hell I'm gonna do? I only work this job. I only get paid, you know, once a week or whatever, bi-weekly, whichever way you get paid, once a month sometimes. And I don't know what to do. Pick up a side hustle, you know, get into that kind of mind state, that mentality of hustling hard and keep on going because life is not stopping right now. It feels like it's going like full speed. It's really crazy. Like, I feel like I was just in the beginning of the year and now we're literally right around the corner from the end of the year. I am baby steps away from my birthday and all I can think is, wow, this year went by so fast. And, you know, things are changing and you have to change with the times. And so I think picking up a side hustle is something that is, like I said, it's something that's needed right now because jobs are scarce. Having a main source of income is, it's up in the air right now. And if you're lucky enough to have a main source of income, it's still not enough, you know, because the uprising of costs, you know, but right now it's like, that's shit. At least living in California, like I'm trying to look for a place, you know, maybe cheaper. Nope, not at all. Like the place I'm living in, it's insane that it's perfect, but also not perfect at the same time. So, you know, why do people have side hustles? One, like I mentioned, the uprising of costs. Two, some people like to have the extra money. I know I do, but majority of the time, the reason why I do have a side hustle is because I always need money. I always need cash. Some people just want to always keep busy. They always just want something to do. And other people just simply enjoy having money or having extra money or having more and more money, or they enjoy just having a side hustle and having that kind of mentality of just keep going and trying to get to the, you know, the next dollar. And so I think the benefits of having a side hustle, of course, is that extra money. But I also think it is that mentality that you gain. You know, I've had a side hustle for a long time. And right now I'm thinking about switching up my side hustle to mold better with my life because things are changing. And, you know, as I'm growing up, some things it's like you got to look at it and be like, OK, is this working for me or is it not anymore? And my side hustle, it works for me kind of. But now that I'm going on with the days, I'm like, yeah, I might have to switch this up because shit, I mean, being a grown-up has been one of the things that sometimes I regret on a daily, saying as a kid, like, yeah, I can't wait to be a grown-up. Nope, I should. Sometimes I wish I could rewind, take that back, you know, enjoy my life at the time. But we here now and we grown up. So my side hustle that I have, I ref soccer games on the side. You know, that's the way I make my extra cash. It's a nice little extra income. It's also a great way for me to stay connected to the game of soccer because I love soccer, played it for a long time. And it's always been something that's been there for me. I started reffing soccer games in high school when I was, I want to say, about 15 or 16. And I've been doing it ever since. You know, I never stopped. Even if I move somewhere, I try and figure out where I can get my license in that area. And, you know, it also helps the kids learn the game and, you know, have them come up. And even if I haven't made it to pros or whatever, I can mentor and teach someone else. So it gives me all of that in one. And I love sports. So it also keeps me connected to sports. But having to go out there on the weekends, and sometimes, you know, there's games on the weekdays and there's high school games, it's tough, you know, and reffing soccer games could actually turn into a full-time thing if you really put in the work, you put in the time, you you know, get the higher officials to watch you and mentor you and really ask questions and things like that, and you can move up. But I always kind of knew that it wasn't something that I really wanted to pursue fully, you know. And I know this in myself, that when I want to fully pursue something, I'm going to give my all. I know when I'm going to give my all. And when I know that I'm not going to fully pursue it, I only give enough to make sure that I satisfy whatever it is that I'm doing, but I won't push over the next level because I'm still scoping out the field. Like, you know, I'm not, yeah, I like this, but I'm not gonna put 110% into it because it may not be something that I wanna do, or I may change my mind later down the road, or something may happen, or whatever the case may be. I'm not gonna put 110, but I'm gonna do enough, or at least a little more than enough, to know that I know what I'm doing within the situation. So for me, reffing soccer games for a long time has been a great side hustle. It brings in anywhere, depending on what kind of games they are and who you're, you know, what age group that you're repping for. You can make anywhere between like $300 and $500. And that's just like, meaning if you ref regular season games and then like a tournament. A tournament, you can make a pretty decent amount. And so it's really, for a long time, been something that's really great for me. And it also lets me get my exercise in, you know, because I'm running up and down the field. But now, you know, with me having to change up my full-time job, now I work on the weekends. and, you know, the workforce is unpredictable. Sometimes they make you work 8, sometimes they make you work 12, sometimes they make you work 16. So with that being said, it's not a lot of time that I really have anymore to put towards things that possibly could help others. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I hope that didn't come out bad. However, you know, going with the times and realizing with being a grown-up, I realized that you have to really make sure that you're good first before you can help others. Obviously, like, it's kind of a cliche, or kind of maybe something that's like duh, but I really have to help myself before I help others, because even if I'm in a decent position but still am not quite in a position where I'm comfortable, I'm going to this side hustle, at least this specific one, only thinking about the money. You know, like, yeah, I'm there for the kids, and yeah, I want to make sure that, of course, they're safe and everything goes well and, you know, things like that. The game is how it should be. However, my mind is mostly focused on, okay, I'm gonna get this money. I got this next game coming up. I got this next game. I need to get more games and get more money. You know, so this with this particular side hustle, it's like, yes, you're there to get money, but you're also mostly there for the kids, because the kids are growing up. They, you know, want to play sports. They want to pursue this sport. They want to learn the game. And not only are coaches there to help the kids, but refs are there to also help the kids and, you know, make sure that they're safe doing the game and make sure that they start to understand the game and all that stuff. So ref is essential to, you know, the growth in soccer or just any sports playing, game. But, you know, as they get older, it's like, of course, the ref is like there to just ref and make sure people are safe and things like that. But still, like, it's the sportsmanship and that you have to show on the field and remind them of. And so it's still like essential. And so I feel as though my mind is not towards, okay, really helping the kids and really helping them understand and being patient and things. I mean, yes, I'm being patient. Of course, I'm still, you know, when I do games, I'm still like making sure that they are starting to understand the game and things like that. But I'm mostly just like, okay, let me get through this game, the next game. Okay, how much money am I going to make for this game? How much money am I going to make for, you know? And I feel like that's unfair to the kids, you know? And so I'm like, okay, I want to switch up my side hustle to something that not only helps me in my, you know, my main life with time wise, because now that I work on the weekends, I work 12 hours. That's a time crunch to try and do soccer games in the morning and then try and get a little bit of sleep before I go to work. So now my days off are the weekdays, and it's like, weekdays I could go and ref soccer games for high school, but it's like, that's exhausting. Like, not me having to work 12 hours 5 days out of the week and then going to ref soccer games all day, running in the sun. I know it's starting to get cold now, but still, you're running in the sun, and it's like, it's exhausting. It's fun, but it's exhausting. So I'm like, okay, I need to switch up my side hustle. I need something different. I need a different way to make some money on the side, and it also be better with time wise fitting into my life. And so one of the things that I searched up, I was just searching things, and I was also on Twitter, and I see people, you know, dabbling into this and dabbling into that. And one of the guys who's actually, I'm going to be doing a mashup podcast with, I hope you guys paid attention to me sneaking that in there. I think it was the last episode. So we're going to be doing a mashup. It's super dope. I'm so excited. But he actually does notary. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Let me look that up and see what's that all about. And it's not too bad. It's actually a pretty good side hustle. And, you know, side hustles don't just have to stay side hustles. Some side hustles could become full time. But essentially, just having that side hustle and having that drive to continue to keep pushing until you're in a comfortable space in your life, that's what I feel like the side hustle mentality brings for you when you're an adult, and it's something that you should acquire as a grown-up. I feel like, you know, my side hustle has changed my mentality, just not only with my life, but, you know, with a lot of things that I want to pursue. You know, when I went back to college, I wasn't sure if I could do it. I wasn't sure if I could pass the classes. I wasn't sure of anything, but I dove in, and all I took with me was myself and my hustle and my drive to want to do better and want to pursue the things that I want to pursue. And I feel like through that, through knowing that I have this innate hustle in me, I finished college, you know, and I was able to obtain the things that I needed to obtain. And I was able to pass my classes, and I was able to put my mind into, you know, seeking this degree that I wanted to seek, and I got it in the end. And so, you know, why is it good to have a side hustle? I think that obviously not, of course, the money, you know, you, depending on what side hustle that you pick, you could really be making more money with than like your main job. I know with reffing soccer games, it could totally any day make more money than working my full-time job. But the way my life is set up, I don't really want to be reffing soccer games full-time. It's not really, it's something I love to do, but it's not something I would love to pursue. So, you know, I leave that up to the people who do want to pursue those careers. But I'm thinking of changing my side hustle. Let me know, email me, shoot me a DM. Let me know if you have a side hustle, if you even have ever thought about a side hustle. Because I think that it's something to, you know, to pick up as you're growing up and becoming an adult, because especially just taking a look around at everything that's going on, you really need it in these times. And depending on what it is, the side hustle can get you through. You know, the side hustle can get you through something like a pandemic. if it's the right kind, you know, there's side hustles that are outside the home. There's side hustles that are inside the home. I suggest you Google some things, look up some things, ask a couple friends, you know, family members, hey, do you have a side hustle? What is something that you do? Some people cut grass as a side hustle. Some people wash cars as a side hustle. Some people are notaries as a side hustle. As I said, ref soccer games. There's all kinds of things that you can do as a side hustle. And I think pick what's best for you and try to pursue one, because you never know, it could turn into something really great for you. And it could also help you with that extra that you're always like, ah, I need extra. The side hustle could come in. You know, it's like, I need extra, but I don't go to work until this day, or I don't get paid until this day. Like, no, it's like, I need extra money. Okay, my side hustle, how can I make that happen? And boom, now I got extra cash, you know? So to close this out here today, I hope peoples were listening to my little side hustle lesson for the day. I Googled, of course, some article that gives a few side hustles. So I'm going to give you guys some ideas on, you know, what to think about if you're thinking about a side hustle. So here they have, you know, teach English online, sell items on Etsy, write a book, sell online workshops, rent out a parking space, rent out a spare room, refurbish and resell used furniture, teach music lessons, become a virtual assistant, monetize your Instagram account. That is very popular in these days and ages. Be a tour guide, become a Uber or Lyft driver, mow lawns, like I said, babysit, become a party planner. They have tons of things. Go freelance, sell digital designs. All kinds of things are, sorry, featuring my snot in my nose again. The weather's changing, so my allergies are going right along with it. But yeah, there's a ton of things. Look, become a referee is number 42. So there are a ton of things that you can do to have a side hustle. And I think now more than ever, it's, you should try and think about it. Or if you haven't already, try and think about it. And if you have a side hustle on, I'm with you. And we're going to get this money together, and we're going to get to a comfortable space in our life. We're going to understand that life doesn't get to win. we have some say in this. we can be better than what they're trying to make us out to be. I hope that made sense. I'm not sure. But yeah, so I appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode today. The love has been insane, honestly, truly. You guys follow me on my social medias on Instagram at The Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. You can still follow my personal page at FamousD_95. Follow me on Twitter at FamousD_95, and you can like the Facebook page at Grown Up Podcast. Guys, please check out my Patreon. I would love to get the Patreon numbers up so that I can pursue, these extra bonuses and things that I want to do for the independent community that I want to create here on the Grown Up Podcast. So appreciate you guys for rocking with me. You know, it's been almost, I'm close to 80 episodes, and I don't want to stop. You know, I may switch up the posting schedule. I may go ghost for a little while, but I'm hoping to be here to stay. So appreciate you guys for keeping the notification turned on. And yeah, you guys just follow me everywhere. I'm streaming everywhere. And there was something else that I wanted to say, but it's totally slipping my mind. oh, yes. Please, you guys, go and check out the Now interviews that I've done. All these artists that are featuring their music at the end of the episodes, I tried my best to get an interview with them. And yes, I may have asked, questions that were similar for the past, I don't know how many interviews I've done already. But I really wanted to just make the episodes about the artists. And so I'm going to be switching it up soon, but I still have a few more interviews for you guys to close out the Now interview segment for 2021. I hope to keep pursuing and doing these interviews moving forward with the podcast. I'm definitely getting in more independent artists, more new music for you guys, so stay tuned for that. And things are just on the rise. I hope that you guys are still tuning in. Hope you guys still got that notification turned on. If you don't, please do. And I appreciate you guys so much. So today, of course, I got a brand new artist for you guys. You already know the Now segment is going up. And let me pull it up because I got to make sure I know what I'm talking about. And so today we got a brand new Now artist for you guys. It's a woman, a female. I'm so excited. I really want to get more female artists showcased here on the show. So if you guys know of any female artists, independent artists, please send them my way to the my email, grownuppodcast95@gmail.com, or you can tell them to follow me on my social medias. Click the link in the bio. I have a description of how to submit music and things like that. And yeah, I'm excited. So today, got a female artist for you guys. I appreciate her for sending her music through. You guys already know, go check her out, follow her. Links will be in the description. So without further ado, here she is, Jada Barbie. Thank you.
did you end up a train wreck? And you kept breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart. You know I'm the best that you had, and you knew that you were using me, and he ended up doing bad. I hope y'all were happy with losing me. I hope you gon' wake up and lose your sleep. I hope you gon' end up with what you reap, and y'all gon' regret it, cause you gon' see how things never work out for those who
you just wasted time, feel like it was wasted. And if you were really mine, you would have been patient. You knew my situation, but you couldn't just stay still. Now you gotta wait in line. All that love I gave to you, all that I tried.
What's poppin', grown-ups? I hope you are enjoying this artist, Jada Barbie. The first single that you heard is the one that's actually out and streaming on platforms, so go and check that out. These next two that you're listening to are songs that she hasn't released yet. So please check them out. Give her some feedback. Follow her on her social medias. DM her. Let her know what you think about her music. Of course, you already know the links will be in the description below. As for me, you already know my links will be in the description. Follow me. Subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate the love. Let's keep jamming out to Jada Barbie. Peace.
Cause I see that you get attached, and I ain't got no time for that.
That's just me. That's me. That's me. Oh. All that love I gave to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.